Golf Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina for game two of the six-game set between the Augusta Green Jackets and Kannapolis Cannonballers. Noah Adcock Howarth with you on Green Jackets Radio. We certainly appreciate y'all tuning in this early morning matchup. This is the first of five education days the Green Jackets will play between home and road, including two at SRP Park over the next 4 weeks. But for day, an 11:05 first pitch. Handful of students from all over the surrounding areas here in Kannapolis, North Carolina, in the ballpark and ready to make some noise. Green Jackets coming off a season series opening loss against the Cannonballers despite out-hitting Kannapolis 7-4 yesterday. Green Jackets fall 3-1 thanks in large part due to a team-high 7 errors that were committed over the course of 8 defensive innings, 6 of which came from the left side of the infield. Winston Sawyer, Connor Justice, Einar Diaz, and Elvin Nina, the coaching staff, all feel confident that that was a one-off, certainly a one-type deal. But the offense needs to get going. They've been held to one run in each of the last two ball games, 3-1 loss yesterday and a 4-1 loss on Sunday. We'll dive into starting lineups and pitching matchups. An interesting duel of righties making their full season debut, but not before we send it down to the field for the playing of the national anthem sung by a local elementary school chorus here in Kannapolis. That was the Harris Grove Middle School Chorus here at Atrium Health Ballpark, home of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who won just 3 of the 12 meetings between these two sides last season, but they're off to a 1-0 start. Didn't have the greatest offensive game, but neither did the Green Jackets. Lineups for both teams. Augusta, once again in their road grays, the one swap from yesterday. They changed from the black cap to the all-green with the Green Jackets bug logo on the third base side visitor's dugout. Winston Sawyer once again putting Isaiah Drake in the leadoff spot. Got his first low A hit, yesterday. Laker Figueroa moves up to the two spot back at third. Diego Benitez back at shortstop hitting third. Drew Compton designated hitter. Wilver Dung is at first after DHing yesterday. Cade Kern in left. Robert Gonzalez in right. Alexander Martinez gets the start behind the plate after Jacob Godman caught all 9 yesterday. And Cam McGee back in the lineup. He's 2-for-6 on the season, including the walk-off win on Saturday the 6th against the Columbia Fireflies. Man they faced on the other side, the righty out of Jacksonville State University in Alabama, Jake Peppers, making his Kannapolis debut after 4 games and 2 starts last season, all in the Arizona Complex League, was drafted in the 9th round of 2023. Big strong arm, fastball, slider, changeup. The fastball will run up to 97 without a ton of movement. Features it heavily to both sides of the pitcher. Slider 83, 86. That'll go to both, but more to righties than lefties. And then a changeup 87 to 90, a very firm changeup. And that will only go against opposite-handed hitters. The Green Jackets have three lefties, plus a switch hitter in Compton. Drake, Gonzalez, and McGee all hitting from the left side. Kannapolis in their navy blue alternates with the white baller script across the front. Red lettering and a two-tone navy and red hat. In their early morning home opening weekend. As the Harris Grove Middle School chorus is herded off the field down the right field line, Isaiah Drake waits to step in. Overcast, a bit of a wetter morning than we expected it to be. But all told, a solid morning and early afternoon for baseball. Isaiah Drake steps in from the left side, the center fielder out of North Atlanta, 62 degrees, and a first pitch fastball in at 94 to get us underway at 11:06. A.M. We mentioned the Green Jackets will do this a handful of times with the education days. Peppers working quick. Outside call to strike with the slider. Slider at 82. Not a high spin rate. A very short darting breaking ball that has good depth to it. Drake behind 0-2. Chops it foul. Got another off speed. This time a back foot slider, and Isaiah was out in front just golfing it towards the dugout of Kannapolis on the first base line. Pepper's working quickly. Shuffles from the windup. Chopped down the right field line in foul territory. It's Pepper's who picks it up with the glove and just flips it routinely while it was already in foul territory over towards his home dugout. Drake staying alive. That's three consecutive breaking balls after the first pitch fastball to Isaiah Drake. Drake's been susceptible to the high fastball over his first four games in full season ball. Sometimes have trouble laying off. Target is up and out. On the ground towards third. In the shift, that's Mikey Kane, and he throws in time to retire Isaiah Drake. Defense for the Cannonballers, very similar to what we saw yesterday. Across the outfield, Riku Nishida, Albertson Asian in right, and Matt Hogan in center field. Mikey Kane at third. Arcy Hernandez at short. The one newcomer to the lineup, Javier Moraes at second, with Caden Connor at first base and Ronnie Hernandez, last night's DH, doing the catching. Here's Lakeir Figueroa. First pitch swinging from the right side, a one hop to shortstop. There's Arxie, and he makes a low throw in plenty of time. Back-to-back ground ball outs for Peppers to start the day. Green Jackets peppering the left side of the infield in the first two. That broken bat snapped right at the handle. Figueroa is retired. He's now 1-for-11 this season. Here's Diego Benitez, who had two hits, including a triple off the fence yesterday. Also had four errors defensively. Not letting that deter him. All smiles this morning, ready to go. First pitch to Benitez is a slider on the outer edge. With right-handed hitters, it's about 60% fastball, 40% slider in last year's numbers. Peppers doubles up on the slider. This one in the dirt, backhanded by the catcher, Hernandez. Last night's backstop, Luis Pineda, onto the DH spot. So eight of the nine hitters still where they were yesterday. Fastball high, swung through, and he dropped the bat. Benitez didn't have the proper amount of pine tar or something. A late swing on a fastball up at 95, and the bat went flying towards the third base dugout. Benitez asking for the pine tar. Adding to the grip, we mentioned it was raining off and on for most of the morning. The rain has subsided over the last hour or so. And a good mix of turfus and old dirt across the infield diamond. A lot of new application trying to dry off some of the puddling, especially around second base and in front of the first base dugout. The count is 1-2 as Benitez steps back in. Righty kicks and deals. Slider, strike three. Got Benitez leaning. And a 1-2-3 frame for Jake Peppers. He starts off by setting down the side. It'll be Davis Polo making his Green Jackets debut when we come back here on GJ Radio.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing, Wi-Fi modem included, and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Cannonballers looking to jump on the right side of 500 for the first time this season. Both teams come in today at 2-2. Similar lineup, especially at the top for Leland today. Riku Nishida leading off, followed by Albert Cinesian. Caden Connor, Arxie, and Ronnie Hernandez at 4-5. Luis Pineda is the DH at 6. Matt Hogan in center. Mikey Vane at 3rd. And Javier Mora rounding out the order, the second baseman. They'll go up against the 19-year-old righty out of Cali, Columbia. Davis Polo making his Green Jackets debut. Fastball, slider, and changeup for the young righty. He'll face Riku Nishida first, and Nishida fouls that one off the front foot. The 5'6 left fielder got that one right on the ankle. Nishida does wear a extra-large elbow guard, but nothing on the lower half. And now he's down, bent on all fours, in pain behind the first base batter's box. Nishida down, waiting to see if the athletic training staff is going to come take a look at him. And Nishida now taking a long wander himself. That will bring Sharon Yom, the AT, out to take a look at Nishida. Nishida is now off the ground but still hunched over in pain. That one caught pure bone on the right foot. Nishida has been a spark plug at the top of this lineup, leads the team in hits and average, hitting .378, 7-for-18 this season with a pair of walks and a stolen base. And Nishida will likely try to stay in. Trainer back to the dugout, Nishida back to the box. No balls in a strike. Fastball came in at 92 from Davis Polo, who made 9 starts and 13 appearances with the FCL Braves last year. Polo stutters and delivers, laced into left field. Coming on, making the catch is Cade Kern. Nishida just reaching out and flicking that one with the end of the bat. Fastball from Polo will sit 91-92. Very consistent with his command. Allowed an opponent batting average last year of just .226, a whip of 1.1. Nishida set down to start off the day. Here's Albert Cinesian, the hard-hitting right fielder. Righty-righty matchup. Slider golfed out of play. 4 lefties in the lineup for the Cannonballers at the 1, 3, 5, and 7 positions. So Polo will alternate between right and left-handed hitters until he gets to back-to-back righties in the 8 and 9 with Kane and Mora. 0-1 fastball. Cian taking all the way. 93 at the thighs. No balls and 2 strikes from Polo to Cian. Albert Cinesian deep in the box, slightly choked up from the right side. In the dirt, blocked well on the slider at 84. Polo gets good depth on his slider. Comes straight downhill. Listed at 6'1", 150. That was taken when he was first signed at the age of 16. He's grown even further from there. 1-2. High fastball. Cian does not chase, and the count evens up. Albert Cinesian, 3-for-17, hitting .176 on the young season. Stole a pair of bases, his first 2 of the year, in yesterday's 3-1 win for Kannapolis. 2-2 from Polo. Fouled back. Slider caught a good portion of the plate, and Asian's just underneath it. Fires about two-thirds of the way up the net behind home plate here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Sixth pitch of the AB between Asian and Polo coming. Davis Polo rocks back and fires. Slider, swing and a miss. Asian helicopters his way from one side of the box to the other, and he'll head back to where he came from. Two up, two down in the bottom of the first. Green Jackets defense looking to improve off of yesterday. Cade Kern in left, Isaiah Drake in center, Robert Gonzalez in right. Lakeair Figueroa and Diego Benitez on the left side of the infield. Cam McGee, Wilver Dung at second and first. And Alexander Martinez catching Polo. Here's Caden Connor, the first baseman for the Cannonballers. Takes a backdoor slider at the knees, 0-1. Perry Swartz is the home plate umpire today. Dominic Romero is out in the field. High target, a late swing from Connor. No balls and two strikes, and Caden Connor will use his timeout. Connor 2-for-16 this season with 5 RBIs. Jackets went down in order in the top half. Polo looking to do the same thing to Kannapolis. 0-2. Change up below the knees. Martinez happy with that location. Gives an extra long point back at Polo. Didn't induce a swing, but a nice setup on the first changeup shown of the day. Ball and two strikes. Polo delivers. Fastball just up and out. Heater has been consistently 91 to 93. That was 92. That's been the most common integer we've seen so far on the scoreboard and the radar gun. 2-2, two outs. Ball three. Count goes full. The slider below the knees. Slider's 84-86 from Davis Polo. Full count, two outs. Arxy Hernandez is on deck. Here's the pitch to Caden Connor. Hard hit towards third. Figueroa, backhand jump throw, one hop. He is out. Lakeair Figueroa was swung deep to the shortstop vicinity, and he has to go charging back towards the third base line. A leaping throw, and he makes the play on a nice short hop pick from Wilver Dung. Plus defense early from Augusta. Both sides go down in order. On to the top of the second here at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hivepro.com.
Augusta and Kannapolis trade zeros in 1-2-3 frames in both the top and bottom of inning number one. Drew Compton's the DH tonight, back in the cleanup spot for the second game, and the switch hitting left-hander from this particular vicinity. Takes a backdoor slider against the righty Peppers. Jake Peppers, two ground outs and a strikeout swinging in his first inning of work. Drew Compton still looking for his first hit of the season. He's 0-for-10. Peppers from the windup, fastball, just inside. A bit of a double clutch from the catcher, Ronnie Hernandez. He thought he had that call, but to no avail, says Perry Swartz. Makes the count 1-1 on the switch hitter. DH wearing number 34. Slider to the back foot. We've seen more usage of the slider against left-handed pitchers than we potentially thought based on what the numbers looked like from the 2023 season, however brief of a debut that was. 2-1. Compton can't pull the trigger. Inner third, fastball 93. Count goes 2-2 on Compton, the leadoff man in the second. Outfield straight up, infield as well. Hard hit up the middle, knocked down by Hernandez. On to first, what a play. Arcy Hernandez sliding to his glove side and in one motion pops right back up and fires on to first. Connor makes the stretch and Compton is set down. Both defenses showing off in their most recent outs. Brilliant play by Lakehare Figueroa to take away a base hit from Caden Connor in the first. And then that happens to Compton. First pitch fastball misses high to Will Verdung the third. Verdung has bounced between the DH and first base spot this season. After playing second base, the lion's share of last year. Popped up behind second. Mora is out. First chance on the home sky. And Javier Mora makes the play. Five up, five down for Jake Peppers. Peppers being very efficient. Wasn't overly stretched out, never went more than two innings in any of the four appearances he made in the Arizona Complex League for the ACL White Sox. This is the first appearance of 2024 for Peppers. He'll face the righty Cade Kern. Left fielder's late on a fastball away, 94. Had a little bit of cut on that as well. Looked like it dove away from the bat of Cade Kern. Third start for Kern this season. He's 0 for 6. Popped up in on the hands, out to right center field. Asian moves to his right, drifting back now just a tad, and he makes the catch. Six up, six down. No base runners yet through the first inning and a half. Polo back to work. He'll face Hernandez, and Pineda in the bottom of the second.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Arcy Hernandez will lead off the bottom of the second. 0-0 ball game in the 11:05 start here on Education Day, opening weekend in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Green Jackets will see some sort of Education Day nearly every week from now until school lets out, including the first game of their next road trip when they'll make the short shot up I-20 and battle the Columbia Fireflies at Segra for the first time this season after taking 2 of 3 in the opening weekend. Arcy Hernandez leading off, takes a first pitch outside with a fastball at 91. Hernandez 1 for 12 with 7 strikeouts this season. Arcy went 0 for 4 with a hat trick of K's yesterday. Crushes this out to center field. Drake going back, looking up at the track. It's off the base of the wall. It bounces away from Drake, picked up by the left fielder Kern. Hernandez heading to third. The throw is offline and not in time. It's a leadoff triple for Arcy Hernandez. Center cut fastball. Hernandez did not miss it. About a third of the way up the high wall in dead center field. That short but wide well that stretches from left center to right center, right around 400 some feet. There's the first base runner for either team, and Kannapolis has the first run of the game 90 feet away. Arc sees it third. Here's the catcher, Ronnie Hernandez. DH yesterday. Has a lot of power in his left-handed bat. He's 4 for 14 this season, hitting .286. Cuts and misses at a changeup. Good idea by the combination of Polo and Martinez to slow it down after the fastball was barreled. Hernandez, Pineda, Hogan, 5-6-7 due up. Beyond Arxie. Downstairs doubling up. Slider misses one ball and one strike. Ronnie the DH yesterday. This is his first season playing with Kannapolis. Polo out of the set from the first time. A quick stop. Hard hit to third. Figueroa opts to go to first rather than come home. And it's an RBI ground out that brings home Arxie Hernandez. Lakehair Figueroa was deep at third base. Ball was hit hard. He might have had a chance, but Arxie got a good secondary, got down the line well. And it's a 1-0 lead for the Cannonballers. Second RBI of the year for Ronnie Hernandez. Brings up Luis Pineda. Pineda hitting from the right side. Royal blue cleats clashing with the red of the shin guard on the left side. First pitch slider off the mitt of Martinez, 1-0. Pineda stands very deep in the right-handed box. That back foot is half in and half out. Cutting it close. Perry Swartz continues to take a look at that left foot. And now they are going to warn him. So he will get one warning. A lot of times umpires will do that. But if you make contact with any pitch when you're outside of the batter's box where he was set up right there, it's an automatic out. 1-0 fastball spurred back over the Atrium Health sign just above the first base dugout. Onto the streets, 1-1. Pineda 3 for 12, hitting .250 this season. Went 1 for 4 yesterday, behind 1-2 today. Waves at a slider. With the exception of the one mistake to Arxie Hernandez, Davis Polo has looked good in his Green Jackets debut, mixing fastball, changeup, and slider. And over the last few games, it's felt like Green Jacket pitchers have to be perfect. Slider softly hit to short. First chance for Diego Benitez. High throw. Tag is applied. No, it is not. And that is error number 5 for Benitez of this series. 8th error by the Green Jackets in the 10th inning of defense they've played. Lord have mercy. Jackets now lead all non-AAA teams in minor league baseball in terms of team errors committed. If you missed last night, they've made 7 in one game. Pineda able to reach on the error. Next batter is Matt Hogan. Left-handed hitting center fielder. Takes downstairs with a slider. Benitez has been doing the same thing. He's dropping down with his arm slot and throwing off his back foot, and that's had the ball sailing seemingly every time. High fastball, 2-0. With the tarp being on the field basically until gates open, so about an hour before first pitch, there weren't a lot of opportunities for the coaching staff to get out on the dirt and work with Benitez on that style of throw. He's going to have to make the adjustment in-game himself. Fastball just outside, according to Perry Swartz. 3-0 on Matt Hogan after the one-out error got Pineda to first base. Cannonballers leading 1-0. Scored already once in this frame. Leadoff triple from Arxie Hernandez. RBI ground out from Ronnie Hernandez. Swinging away on a 3-0 off the end of the bat from Matt Hogan. Hogan back in the lineup. Again in the 7th spot, again playing center field. Went 0 for 3 with a walk yesterday. One ball put in play. He lined out to center field. A nice play from Isaiah Drake. Still ahead 3-1. Polo delivers. Slider misses just inside. A couple of close misses in the at-bat for Davis Polo. But 3 of the 4 batters in this inning have reached base. 2 on, 1 in, and 1 out. Here's Mikey Kane. Kane last year's 17th round pick out of Oregon State. Former OSU Beaver steps into the Cannonballers uniform. Kane waves it back and forth. Now brings the two-tone bat to the right shoulder. Long hold from Polo. Fastball is dropped by Martinez. That's going to go all the way to the backstop. Fastball at 92. That should be a wild pitch. Martinez probably could have caught that ball, but he was set up low and in, had to reach up and outside. Regardless of how it scored, both men move up 90 feet. There's no longer a force. Luis Pineda at third, Matt Hogan at second. Infield in for the Green Jackets, trailing 1-0 in the second. And time is called. That'll be a pitch clock violation on Davis Polo, which makes the count 2-0. Polo full season debut. First time working in a non-controlled environment. FCL so well regulated. 2-0. And just downstairs, that one Polo thought he deserved. Harry Swartz says no. Swartz has been much tighter here in the bottom of the second than we saw in the first inning and a half. Zone was massive last night with Dominic Romero behind the dish. Kane stands open from the right side against Polo. That one finds the inside corner, 3-1. Students here for Education Day making their voices heard. Trying to cheer Mikey Kane on to a potential RBI opportunity. 3-1 count. And Kane draws ball four. Fastball at eye level. So after the game reset, it was a triple and then an RBI ground out. So the bases were empty. Polo was back to the windup. Benitez makes the error and then back-to-back walks from Polo. Walks have not been much of an issue for Davis Polo in his career. And the assistant pitching coach coming out. Everybody trying to get on the same page. Martinez and Polo getting the talking to. That is not Elvin Nino once again. Kannapolis has a chance to break this open early. With these early starts, the better you play in the first three frames of the day, the better you set the tone and the easier opportunity you have, especially if you're the home side, potentially get the entirety of the crowd right behind you. Keep these kids engaged, keep the Cannonballers winning, and Kannapolis has a recipe for success. Ground ball could turn two and escape the inning with just a one run in. Base hit could score a pair, if not more. Javier Mora takes a first pitch, called a strike, slider 84. Mora is 0 for 5 this season. Gets his first look at the Green Jackets. Pineda at third, Hogan at second, Kane at first. Polo from the stretch. Slider, Mora was way out in front of that baby. Mora uses his timeout. Signed in 2020 as an international free agent. Mora out of San Felipe, Venezuela. Slightly choked up. Corners in middle back now for the Jackets on the infield. 0-2. In the dirt, blocked well by Martinez. Martinez calls time. Asks for a new ball from Perry Swartz. Martinez and Godman have both been solid defensively. Alexander Martinez has been better at catching runners stealing. Runners are 6-for-7 against Godman. They're 1-for-3 against Martinez. Good block there by the young backstop. 1-2 to Mora. Misses high. Martinez tried to bring it down. There's a slider above the letters. Good patience by Javier Mora. Extends the count further. Righty throwing in the pen for the Green Jackets. Looks like Luis Vargas, who was supposed to piggyback off of Polo today. On the ground to third, knocked down. Figueroa steps on third for one. On to first for two. Polo pumps his fist. A nice 5-3 double play from Lakehare Figueroa. Able to spin towards the third base line. Make the catch, step on the base, and fire in plenty of time. So the one run comes in on the RBI ground out from Ronnie Hernandez. But Mora, 5-3 double play, and Polo able to escape with just a one run in front of his name. Bottom third of the order for the Green Jackets ready to swing. It'll be Gonzalez, Martinez, and McGee against Peppers when we come back.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Green Jackets still looking for their first base runner of the day. Six up, six down in the full season debut of Jake Peppers. Peppers out of Jacksonville State has one strikeout and five instances of very weak contact induced so far through the first six batters he's faced. Robert Gonzalez, the left-handed hitter, will lead off for the Green Jackets in the top of the third. It'll go Gonzalez, Martinez, McGee, left, right, left against the righty Peppers. Gonzalez 2-for-10 this season. Robert went 1-for-4 with a pair of strikeouts yesterday. Green Jackets K'd 14 times in that game. Change up outside, slowed the arm down a little bit. Gonzalez doesn't pull the trigger. Called a strike by Perry Schwartz, 0-1. Peppers from the windup. Doubles up on the off speed. Gonzalez just finds the tip. Tips it off the chest protector of the catcher, Hernandez. Quickly 0-2 on the Green Jacket right fielder. Jackets trying to find a way to manufacture some offense. One run in each of the last two games. Put up two in the 2-1 win on opening night and won 5-4 in extras. That took 10 innings on Saturday. 1-2. Chopped up the middle towards the shortstop. Hernandez has a fantastic arm. Gonzalez was running well, but he's out by a step and a half. Seven batters, seven outs, four ground outs, all to the left-hand side against Jake Peppers. Alexander Martinez comes up. Still hunting his first Green Jackets hit. Taps the shin guard of the catcher, Pineda. Just expressing some pleasantries between the two backstops. First pitch to Martinez is a slider off the backhand of the catcher, Pineda. One ball, no strikes. Martinez, 19-year-old catcher from Maracay, Venezuela. Pineda. Also out of Venezuela, he's from Puerto La Cruz. Back-to-back sliders, back-to-back misses low. One out, one in as well. And 2-0 for Martinez. Martinez in the driver's seat, has not yet been on base. Waves and misses at a fastball. Pepper stops playing around, just fires 93 to the outer half. Martinez pulls off. Peppers in the askew windup. Slider doubled off, and the count's 2-2. Martinez will use his timeout, but the Green Jackets' right-handed hitters all season have not hit the slider well. Two balls, two strikes on Martinez. Here comes Peppers. Slider, strike three. Right on cue. There's the second punch out of the day for Peppers. Eight up, eight down. First time through the order for the ninth round pick. Cam McGee comes up. Bouncy left-hander playing second base out of Washington State. McGee a deep bend at the knees. First pitch fouled right off the top of the netting, and that one nearly caught a bird. McGee nearly pulled a Randy Johnson. And the feathered friend goes flying into a slightly less dangerous roosting point. That wouldn't have been a great look on Education Day. Never want to scar the children when they come to the ballpark. McGee takes a changeup down, 1-1. K Hams 2-for-6 on the season. Slightly late on a fastball and guides it out of play down the left-hand corridor. Third baseman Kane gives chase, but it was well foul off the bat. Counts 1-2. Peppers one strike away from three perfect innings to start off his 2024 campaign. McGee chokes up, target up and out. Fastball, Cam lays off. McGee able to stay patient, ring the count to 2-2. Top third, Cannonballers leading 1-0 after the RBI ground out from Ronnie Hernandez in the second. 2-2 slider fouled back, one hopping into the net. Cam still trying to find his way, just work into that platoon. There's a lot of infield options this year for Winston Sawyer, including Sanchez, Figueroa, and Benitez, who we all saw yesterday. Slider down, count goes full. McGee seems to put together a competitive at-bat nearly every time he steps up. This will be the seventh pitch of the AB to the 18th round pick. Target is up and outside. Slider out. Ball four. There's the first Green Jacket base runner, and it's Cam McGee's second walk of the year. McGee flips the lineup over to Isaiah Drake. Drake, the 18-year-old, listed at 6 foot 180. He'll hit from the left side. Isaiah grounded out to third on a hard hit ball that was snared well by Mikey Kane over there. First pitch flared into left field. Yoshida coming on. He slides and makes the catch. Riku Nishida didn't get a great read. Went straight forward and then over towards the ball. That's not a pitch he would have had to slide for if he gets directly at it. But he's able to recover well. The newly turned outfielder takes away a base hit from Isaiah Drake. And although the Green Jackets put up a base runner, they are still without a hit. Polo back to the mound for the bottom of the third.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster. And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
1-0 Cannonballers, bottom of the third at Atrium Health Ballpark. 11 a.m. start, and the Cannonballers are the only ones to strike thus far. One hit between the two teams. That was the triple from Arxi Hernandez. Riku Nishida leads off the bottom half of inning number three against Davis Polo. Trying to bunt, he offers but does not connect. Once again, Lakehair Figueroa, as he so often seems to be at the behest of the coaching staff, giving up nearly the entirety of the left field line and is deep at third base. Nishida not bunting, inside out to left field, and he lines out on an L7 for the second time in a row. Two flared line drives to Cade Kern. He's made the play both times, and much to the delight of the elementary schoolers here, the bat dog is out and in full effect. Does his job well, takes care of business, and earns himself a treat. For the kids. Albertson Asian struck out in the first. He'll bat from the right side, and a slider misses in. Kid's starting to make some noise now, trying to get in the head of Davis Polo. Polo's had a couple long innings. That was pitch number 40 for the righty. Slider waved at 1-1. Asian hitting 167. Signed as a minor league free agent this past offseason. A day before Easter was a late add to the roster after being released by the Red Sox organization. Spent last year in Salem. 1-1 slider, inner third. Three straight break balls that have come in for Asian. That's the way he's been attacked all weekend by right-handing pitchers. Polo kicks and deals. Fourth straight slider. Asian goes chasing but finds the knob. Stays alive, 1-2. Asian played 42 games last year, hit .318 in a small sample size, but still couldn't crack a roster. Slider softly hit to third. Figueroa charging high hop, throws on the money. A nice play from Lakehair Figueroa, who looks much more comfortable at third today than he did yesterday. The creation of a Minor League Baseball Players Association has done wonders for players on and off the field, but one drawback as part of the way that it happened and came to pass is there is now a roster limit of 165 players for an entire minor league organization. Caden Connor steps in. First pitch from Polo. Fastball just outside. Late frame from Martinez to no avail. But that includes the complex leagues, and that means that if you have 30 players on your four full season, there are going to be guys, especially at the higher levels, that are just taking up spots that lose their professional status and lose their roster spot, especially as new draft picks come in. Slider down, 2-0. Connor takes a fastball out. He grounded out to third base in his last at-bat. Caden Connor from Cal State Fullerton, deep in the box on the left-hand side. He's ahead 3-0. Three-hitter waiting for Polo. Taking all the way, fastball in at 90. Polo's seen some more 90s and 91s, was up to 93 in the first, but there's been general consistency for the righty from Columbia. 3-1, popped up out of play over our heads in the press box on the third baseline. From 3-0 to 3-2, Polo has worked the count back full. No runs, no hits, one error from the Green Jackets, they've left one on. Kannapolis, one run, one hit, no errors, and they've left on a pair. Polo and Peppers have gone toe-to-toe in a strong pitcher's duel. Payoff pitch. Slider fouled away. We'll do it again. You get the feeling that the phrase pitcher's duel is one the Green Jackets will be very familiar with by the end of this season. Atlanta seems to prioritize arm development, especially when they go drafting, so there's a lot of talented young pitchers on this roster. Change up down, ball four, and Connor's on with a walk. Third walk issued by Davis Polo. Luis Vargas has since sat down. He was getting loose if that second inning went too long and they could no longer keep Polo out there. Vargas will be making his season debut after splitting last year between Augusta and Rome. Arcee Hernandez has the only cannonballers hit. Tripled off the fence in center field. He goes first pitch swinging on a slider. Hits it off the ballpark sign, and it drops back into the stands. Young fan grabs that. Now he's got a ball in both hands. Kids all smiles at the ballpark today. 0-1 on Hernandez. Bouncing lead back and forth, and Connor caught the attention of Polo, who steps off and gives him a glance. That counts as a reset for Davis Polo in terms of the pitch clock, which is 18 seconds with a runner on and 15 with nobody on base. Slider misses, one ball, one strike on the shortstop. Hernandez, the power is there. It's a long levered swing. Can go gap to gap, has the home run potential as well, and he's been much better defensively this year too after having a sub-900 fielding percentage at both short and third last year. They'll pick over, caught him leaning, and he is safe. Caden Connor had jumped out to that secondary lead. Polo a little bit late on a potential time pick play. We saw the Cannonballers do that to get Luis Sanchez when he did a similar style of lead. Connor in safely after the walk. Leaning but not going. Now Martinez wants to back pick. It was a swing and a miss on a high play, and Verdung just has to scamper in front of first base to block that up. Counts 1-2. Perry Swartz decides that ball was not fit for public usage. Asks Polo to toss it into the stands, or at least over towards the cannonball or dugout. 1-2, Polo versus Hernandez. Arcee holds the hands low beneath the shoulder blades. Slider, hands started but did not fire through the zone. Good job by Hernandez to hold up, makes the count even at twos. Connor has not shown that he wants to go yet, but you can tell that he's trying to time up the pitcher Polo if he can. Not forced to go. He'll be off if there's another ball, of course, and the count goes 3-2. Polo shuffles to a stop. 2 seconds left. Runner does go. Pitch is high. Martinez throw down on the money, and he's out. That's the third caught stealing for Alexander Martinez in 3 starts behind the dish. And you wonder why Winston Sawyer has such an affinity for the young backstop. What he can do defensively is fantastic. Connor's cut down stealing, and the Green Jackets come back to hit 1-0 after 3.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
After Martinez's third caught stealing behind the plate in 3 starts, the Green Jackets come back swinging with the heart of the order. 2-3-4, Figueroa, Benitez, and Compton against the righty starter Jake Peppers. Peppers in his Kannapolis debut has not allowed a hit, just 1 walk and 2 strikeouts on his ledger. Figueroa grounded out to short for the second out of inning number 1. Wide stance from the right side and takes a slider at the letters. Count goes 0-1 on today's third baseman. Not necessarily where that was meant to be, but Peppers gets away with it. Doubles back to the fastball outside. Fastball has been up to 94. That's where that one was. Last season he was up to 97. Very hard throwing arm out of Jacksonville State, the other Gamecocks. Up the middle, and there is the first hit of the day for the Green Jackets. Lakeair Figueroa barrels one right back where it came from beyond the outstretched leg of Peppers, and Lakeair is on for the leadoff single. One on, nobody out. First hit of the day for Augusta, and here's Diego Benitez looking to capitalize. Benitez had the triple yesterday, part of a two-hit affair. He struck out swinging on a slider to end the first. Figueroa putting that neon blue glove on for the sliding mitt, just making sure he protects himself. Figueroa does run well as Benitez takes a slider. Jackets are 1-for-1 swiping bases. Also been picked off once. Figueroa has not yet attempted a steal. Luis Sanchez has the only one, but Figueroa is leaning. Right as the pitch clock was down, the runner goes. They pick over to first, and there's no play. Figueroa leaning, going, and Pepper is a bit slow to fire over to first base. There's no secondary throw. It'll be a stolen base from Lakeair Figueroa, and the way he was glancing and leaning, every telltale sign was there. Peppers was trying to wait it out, and right as the pitch clock got down to the final 2 seconds, Figueroa takes off on the pickoff. Stolen base for Lake Hare, man in scoring position. 0-1 to Benitez is in the dirt. So the Jackets are now 2-for-2 on the bag. Sanchez and Figueroa each have a steal. Benitez out of the three hole, not your most traditional in the three spot. Has strong gap-to-gap power, but not a huge threat to leave the yard. In an RBI spot here, man at second, nobody out, 1-0 game. Slider down. Benitez continues to see a breaking ball heavy diet and adjusting piece by piece. Benitez signed in 2022 as the crown jewel of that recruiting class internationally out of Venezuela, but he's still just 19 years old. He'll play all of this season at the age of 19. A lot of young position players for Winston Sawyer. 2-1. Hit to third. Knocked down on a little slide by Kane. He'll fire on to first, and he puts down Benitez. Infield defense has been solid all week long so far for the Cannonballers. That's Mikey Kane going to his left playing third, and it was hit so hard, Benitez barely had the chance to get out of the box. Figueroa had to hold with the ball in front of him, especially with the momentum of the swing taking Kane towards second base, so Mikey Kane had a good look at the runner. Here's the switch hitter, Drew Compton, grounded out to short in his only AB. Shortstop flashes in. Arxie Hernandez thought about a pickoff as Figueroa had a big lead. Peppers just steps off and uses his one reset. Hernandez once again in the pocket of Figueroa, and this time time is called by the catcher. Ronnie Hernandez is the one that calls time. Wants to make sure that between the three of them, Hernandez, and the pitcher Peppers, everybody's where they need to be. First pitch to Compton. In the dirt, Figueroa went scampering nearly halfway to third base. Had a big secondary. It was snared on a nice little bounce pass by the catcher, Ronnie Hernandez. Hernandez makes no throw. Just continues to keep an eye on things out there. 45 pitches now through 3 1/3 for Jake Peppers. Peppers from the stretch on the third base side of the rubber. Misses low and in to the DH, Drew Compton. Compton's been the primary first baseman this season. He's split in between that and Will Verdung. The two have alternated. Compton will DH occasionally. Verdung learning a new position in the 2024 campaign. 2-0 slider to the inner edge. Compton can't pull the trigger. Very wise idea by Peppers to go breaking ball in a fastball count. Luis Vargas is throwing in the pen for Augusta. With Polo at 56 pitches, he could be done. Hernandez holding on Lake Hare Figueroa. Pitch in the dirt. They'll appeal out to second. And Dominic Romero says that he did not go around. Makes the count 3-1. First base is open, and a walk would set up the force everywhere. Tying run at second in the top of the fourth. One hit for each side. Cannonballers with a run. Green Jackets with an error. 3-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled off the chest protector of the catcher, Hernandez. Count goes full on Compton. Time is called by Hernandez. He wants to decide in person exactly where Peppers wants to go. Hernandez and Peppers find themselves on the same page now. That's the second meeting and second time utilized by the catcher this inning. That first call of time did count as a meeting because time was requested by the catcher. So Ronnie Hernandez has used both. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Drew Compton. Figueroa, a very big lead. Hernandez motioning to just throw the pitch. He will do just that. Swing and a miss. Got him. Off speed below the knees, that's a big out number two. The Green Jackets have struggled so vitally with hitting with runners in scoring position this year. Got a man at second base with nobody out. Benitez the ground out, Compton the strikeout. Here's Will Verdung. Verdung popped up behind second in his only at bat thus far. First pitch to Verdung. Fastball middle out, called a strike, 0-1. Never want to make the third out at third, but Figueroa is leaning like he's trying to be 90 feet closer. Time is called as Peppers has to tie the shoe. Verdung deep and crowding the plate. Figueroa, big lead being held on by Mora. Peppers, a couple checks, makes a third, now comes home. Slider in the dirt, 1-1. Ronnie Hernandez in his career has caught 36 out of the 104 runners that have tried to go, so about 32-33%. That is a great number. Anything above 30, you're more than happy to live with. 1-1. Slider swung through by Verdung, couldn't hold back. The breaking ball has been dangerous. The scouting report that was dispersed to the entire Green Jackets offense was the slider is designed to invoke chasing. Very rarely is it strike to strike. It is almost always strike to ball, ends up off the plate. And so far through 3 2/3, the Green Jackets have not adjusted. 1-2 to Verdung. Peppers delivers. Slider low and away. This one Verdung lays off of. Nishida is very deep in left field. Medium depth for Hogan, now getting slightly deeper. The shallowest of the three is Albertson Asian. He likely has the best arm of the three as well. Asian playing towards right center field, willing to give up the backside line in the right field corner if Verdung can go that direction. Two balls and two strikes. Tying run at second in the fourth. Pepper shuffles to a stop. Long hold. Here's the pitch to Verdung. Fastball out. 96, the hardest pitch of the day, but pulled to the glove side, and the count goes full. Verdung was in a similar spot in the eighth yesterday, was rung up on a pitch, two balls off the outside corner. He'll be in protect mode here on the 3-2. Figueroa off of second. Baltimore chop off the plate towards third. There is no play anywhere. Figueroa overran the base, but he gets back to third in time. It's an infield single from Will Verdung. Chopped the 95-mile-per-hour fastball right off the edge of the home plate. Verdung has a hit. It's his second infield single of the season. Men at the corners with two out for Cade Kern. Kern flew out to right field. Just past the 12 o'clock hour and into the afternoon. Sun still trying to make its way out. Not much of a breeze to speak of. The little bit that there is waving lazily towards left center field. Left fielder Cade Kern, first pitch swinging, cued softly towards short. Tough play for everybody. Kane picks it up, fires to first in time. What a play by Mikey Kane. Had the angle cut off the shortstop, and Kern, who looked like he wasn't moving at full speed, is out by half a step. Could have been an RBI infield single. Instead, it's out number three. Green Jackets strand a pair. They've left three on in the last two innings. Arxie Hernandez leading off the bottom of the fourth. Davis Polo is back out for his fourth inning. When we return on Green Jackets Radio, live from Atrium Health Ballpark.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Kannapolis leading Augusta 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Arxie Hernandez was at the plate when Alexander Martinez cut down the runner stealing. Shot down Caden Connor. So Hernandez back to bat against Davis Polo. First pitch. Hit high in the air out to right field. Gonzalez back, settles underneath it, and makes the catch with plenty of room to spare. That's efficiency, and that's what Polo needs to see. A long inning means he will likely not finish this frame. That was pitch number 57. Again, it's a soft ceiling of 60 pitches for these starters through the first 2 weeks. Luis Vargas has been moving for some time in the pen. Here's Ronnie Hernandez. First pitch, low and inside, scooped off the dirt by Martinez. Be interesting to see what we have from Vargas. Was with the Green Jackets for the final 7 weeks of last season. Going to be the piggyback man this afternoon. Breaking ball into the net, 0-2. One ball, one strike on Ronnie Hernandez. DH yesterday, catcher tonight. Had an RBI ground out and is only at bat. Chop towards the third base coaching box. Now it's 1-2 for Polo. Hernandez, a pair of RBIs, a pair of walks. He's 4-for-15 this season. Polo steps back, spins, and fires in the dirt with a slider. 61 pitches, 34 strikes compared to 27 balls. Not a great ratio for Polo, as evidenced by the three walks. That being said, just one hit and one run allowed. He's done his job, for better or for worse. Fastball up, count goes full. That was at 90, more 90s over the last two innings. Polo starting to get a little bit sluggish. Deep breath. Davis Polo coming home on the 3-2. We'll do it again. Slider onto the street once more. We will get a seventh pitch of this at-bat. Luis Pineda waits on deck. He reached on an error and then was stranded at third on the 5-3 double play off the bat of Javier Mora. Popped up a mile high on the infield, right in front of second base. Benitez comes in, now backing up, and he dropped the ball. Diego Benitez was underneath it. That will be his sixth error of the weekend. And it is a mental thing right now for Benitez. He is in his own dome, and here comes Winston Sawyer. An inauspicious way for the outing to end for Davis Polo. 3 1/3. Could have been more. One hit, one run. He's responsible for the man at first base. It'll be an unearned run, however. Vargas coming on. We'll tell you all about everything you need to know from the righty when we get back on Green Jackets Radio.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest green jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
So the name of the game for Luis Vargas is longevity. The righty out of the Dominican Republic, Esperanza to be more precise, made 7 appearances with the Green Jackets, went 4 innings or more in all but one last season. First pitch, swung on by Pineda and fouled straight back. It was a fastball at 96 for the hard-throwing righty. Vargas fastball, slider, changeup. He was in Rome to start the 2023 season. Came back down the line to Augusta where he spent all of 2022. Had 106 strikeouts in his first full season with the Green Jackets. That one nearly caught the helmet of Pineda. 95 at the temple, even if you get out of the way, will still make you shake in your boots just a little bit. Pineda reached on an error. Ended up stranded at third. Slider swung on and missed. There's the first off-speed we see from Vargas. Vargas has been in the organization a long time, signed back in 2018, but still just 21 years old. Had just turned 16 when he signed out of Esperanza with the Braves organization. Had his momentum cut short like so many others when the 2020 minor league season was canceled. 1-2. Fastball popped up into shallow right field. Gonzalez charging on, loses the hat, but makes the catch. Gonzalez makes the routine play look routine. That's all you can ask for in these type of games. Davis Polo goes 3 1/3, a hit, 3 walks, and a strikeout. He's responsible for the runner on first, but that would be an unearned run. The one run he did allow was earned. He cannot win, he can lose. Here's Matt Hogan. Hogan, the first lefty that Vargas sees, watches a slider spin high at 84. Vargas primarily fastball slider. He does have a changeup that he'll use primarily to lefties, but only ever so often. Now he just powers up on the fastball, daring you to hit it at 95. Bit of deception to the Vargas delivery as well. He short arms the ball a tad, releasing from right behind that right ear. 1-1. Slider misses just outside. Slider, fastball, slider against Hogan. Center fielder who's 2-for-8 with 4 walks this season. Good speed at the plate, too. Outfield swung to the left side. Fastball high. 3 balls and a strike. If the left-handed hitting Hogan could pull anything towards the right field corner with as far over to right center as Robert Gonzalez, everybody could be running for days. 3-1 to Hogan. Outside, ball 4. Free pass issued, first of the day by Luis Vargas. 2 on, 2 out for Mikey Kane. Kane was the second of 3 walk recipients against Davis Polo. Uncertain who will be behind Vargas, but because he's a piggyback arm, and unlike Riley Fry, yesterday's piggybacker who's starting on Sunday, Vargas is not starting the rest of the week. He can go as long or as short as Winston Sawyer decides. Vargas first pitch fastball fouled back by Kane. 95-96 consistently, and good spin rate on it as well. Green Jackets will have 7-8-9 hitting in the top of the fifth. It's a 1-0 game in the bottom of inning number 4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Cannonballers looking to start off the home slate 2-0 in the 6-game series against Augusta. High fastball laid off by Kane. Count even at once. Pitch tomorrow supposed to be at 6:30. There's a lot of weather in the forecast. We'll keep you updated on the socials for Augusta Green Jackets everywhere. Make sure you have all the proper information. Slider low and away. 2 balls and a strike on the 8-hitter Kane. There's just no way to know. Kannapolis, a front office that are known for not canceling the game. So if they can get this in, We'll be here all night if we have to be. Fastball foul back, 2-2. As of this morning, it was an inch and a half of rain projected for tomorrow from pre-sunrise to early to mid-afternoon. Some places, some other forecasts saying less total rain, but longer into the night. Regardless, we'll keep an eye on it. 2-2 on Kane. Vargas, a deep breath from the stretch. Just outside. 96 off the corner. That makes the count go full, and both Hernandez at second and Hogan at first will be moving on the delivery. Second baseman Cam McGee communicating to the entire infield, making sure everybody knows they're going across the long way to first. That'll be the only easy play. 3-2. Hit hard on a line right to Lake Hare Figueroa. Figueroa makes the catch. Barely even had to move. Takes a half shuffle to his left and puts down Mikey Kane on a hard hit out number 3. Cannonballer strand a pair. And we are through 4 at Atrium Health Ballpark. Green Jackets trailing 1-0.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet gula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Robert Gonzalez leading off the top of the fifth. Jackets have mustered 2 hits, but no runs against the Cannonballers, who have scored just 1 run on 1 hit, but they hold the lead through 4. Noah Adcock-Howth with you on Green Jackets Radio. 7-8-9, Gonzalez, Martinez, McGee due up, who combine to go 0-for-2 with a walk their first time through. Jake Pepper still out working on the mound. And a first pitch changeup. Wave through Gonzalez was in a different zip code. Gonzalez was sold out for a first pitch fastball. Peppers is at 57 pitches through 4-plus innings. Back to the changeup, might as well double. And Gonzalez, showing that maturity, able to hold off. He learns from pitch to pitch. Gonzalez, 19-year-old out of Aswan, the Dominican Republic. Hard hit to first, 2 hops, routinely into the glove for Caden Connor. Connor steps on the bag himself to set down Gonzalez. Leadoff man set down. Here's Alexander Martinez, who struck out on a slider. Alexander Martinez still looking for his first Green Jackets hit. He's 0-for-8 this season. Slider at the knees just below, called a strike on Martinez. Zone was very tight for about an inning in the second. Has gotten wider as the game's gone along. That one at the eyes, 1-1. Martinez adjusts from the right side. Target low and away from the Kannapolis catcher, Pineda. Off the end of the bat, but hit well to center field. Going back in front of the track is Hogan, and he makes the catch on a high line drive. Martinez just a little bit out in front of the up and away fastball. Still got good wood on it, but Hogan able to make the play. Right before he reaches the dirt, 2 up, 2 down in the fifth. And a very efficient 2 batters. Potentially allowing Peppers to extend into the sixth if he can get this last one. Cam McGee worked an 8-pitch walk out of the 9 spot. Takes the first pitch low and away. Change up 88 off the outside corner. Annapolis has not put a soul in their bullpen yet. Hard hit through the right field side. Betwixt the four hole, and Cam McGee is on for a two-out single. McGee out of the nine spot. He's hit just eighth or ninth in every game he's played. But he's now 3-for-7 with a pair of walks. On-base percentage of .556 for the second baseman. Cam all smiles as he dons the green running glove. Little oven mitt on the left-hand side. Here's the leadoff man, Isaiah Drake, 0-for-2. Drake's led off every single game this season. First pitch, one hop, first base. Connor's there. He steps on the bag himself. And one pitch after the two-out single. The Green Jackets are back to defense. Augusta threw five scoreless. Jake Peppers, 67 pitches. And a whole lot of strikes. He has not allowed a run. On for Vargas's first full inning in the bottom of the fifth.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Luis Vargas faced three batters, retired two of the three to escape the fourth unharmed. They'll see 9-1-2 led by Javier Mora for the Cannonballers as Kannapolis sends a righty into the pen for the first time. If Peppers' day is done, he goes five innings of no run, three hit baseball. Three strikeouts as well, a solid debut in Kannapolis. But we'll see if he's back out or not. Vargas facing Mora, who grounded into a double play in his first at bat. Mora's underneath the fastball at 96, no balls and a strike. Vargas is at his best when he's pitching at the top of the zone. That high spin rate allows the ball to tunnel well up there. Change up at the knees. No balls and two strikes. Mora didn't like the call, but he's quickly behind the eight ball. Vargas immediately climbs back on the rubber. 0-2 slider in the dirt. Off of Martinez's mitt for ball one. Winston Sawyer has used his piggyback arms time and again. If you're not altogether familiar with what that means, it's essentially this early in the season, starters have substantial pitch counts. Slider low, 2-2. So you have another arm that is stretched out like a starter to come behind them, and you hope that between the two of them you can get 7 or 8 innings. Somebody that you know will give you multiple right off the bat. High fastball, fouled away, still 2-2. Saw Riley Fry do it for Cade Keeler yesterday. It'll be Didier Fuentes starting tomorrow. I believe Adam Shoemaker's behind him. Fastball high, swung on, strike three. First strikeout of the season for Vargas. Vargas goes to the eyes to put down Mora, and now he'll face a man who's nearly impossible to strike out in Riku Nishida. One strikeout in 22 plate appearances. Nishida hitting .350 this season. He's lined out to the backside of Cade Kern in left field twice. This one thwacks off the press box just above our heads. Satisfying sound for 0-1. Nishida with the quick hands holds them very low in the box. Takes a slider 1-1.
Fastball
Fans making noise below us. Ball and a strike on Nishida. Vargas from the windup. Misses downstairs once more. 2-1. Looks like it might be Jake Bockenstedt getting loose, but it's hard to tell. High fastball, 2 balls and a strike. Now 3-1. Could also be Mark McLaughlin. We're just looking at half the jersey that we can see, and the first number on there is 2. So your guess is as good as mine. Nishida works a walk. Second free pass issued by Vargas. Nishida was 1-for-2 stealing yesterday. He's 1-for-3 on the season. Potential chance to add some insurance. Still a 1-0 game in the bottom of the fifth. Ballers leading the Jackets 1-0. Albertson Asian has struck out and grounded out to third base. Right-handed hitting right fielder. Faces Vargas for the first time. Once again, Nishida doing what he so often does. Gets a walking secondary. Martinez notices, goes for the back pick, and Nishida scurries back with ease. Asegan's 3-for-19 this season. Vargas misses high and inside. 2 balls and no strikes on Asegan. Asegan bounces the bat back and forth off his right shoulder. Vargas picks over and the ball gets away from Verdung. It'll roll all the way into the bullpen. Nishida moves up on the E1. That's the third error of the day for the Green Jackets. Time is called. Everybody taking a look at Nishida. Making sure he's not looking to go any further. Cade Kern came in from left field just in case a back pick was needed. But Vargas firing away from the body of Verdung. It's the 10th error of the weekend for Augusta. Vargas a long pause. 2-0. Fastball just high. First base is now open. One on, one out. For the two-hitter, Albertson Asian. Asian, a good mix of power and speed. Wouldn't be surprised to see him get a green light. Vargas the 3-0. And ball 4. High and outside. 4 straight misses for Vargas. And he's missed with 8 of his last 9 pitches. Meeting at the mound with the pitching coordinator once again. As of now, nobody in the pen for Augusta. Take a look at the Carolina League scoreboard for today. One other team getting an early start, or one other game, 2 other teams. Charleston and Fayetteville playing an Education Day at Segra in Fayetteville. 2-2 bottom 5 tied up between those two sides. Fayetteville currently at the top of the Southern Division, the only team standing at 3-1. There are 4 teams, including both the teams you're seeing right now at 2-2, and then Myrtle's at the bottom in 1-3. Myrtle will play the Fireflies, who walked off the Pelicans yesterday in their home opener. That'll be at 7:05. Delmarva looking for their first win of the year. They host Salem at 7:05. Fred Nats look to stay perfect at Bank of the James Stadium. They're 4-0 against the 0-4 Lynchburg Hillcats. That's 6:30. Vargas' first pitch called a strike to Caden Connor, the first baseman, who's 0-1. And the last game, a 6 o'clock start for undefeated down east. The Wood Ducks are 4-0. They'll play the 3-1 Carolina Mudcats in a battle of teams that swept their opening weekend. 0-1, spurred into the net, in on the hands of Connor, quickly 0-2. Vargas 94-96 with every single fastball. Luis has now thrown 32 pitches across 6-plus batters. Just 14 of them strikes. Big leads at both bases. Breaking ball down. That one barely got away from Martinez, and it's a good thing for Nishida that he didn't listen to the batter because Caden Connor was begging him to take third, and that ball never left the reach. That was well within the wingspan of Alexander Martinez. Had Nishida heeded his hitter's warnings, he would have been out number 2 for sure. Asian not being held on at first. He's a third of the way down the line. Fastball tipped into the mitt. They'll back pick to second. Nishida slides feet first backwards. You don't see that very often. It's a strike 3 swinging for Caden Connor. Safe at second base for Nishida. Martinez just checking on everybody. Nishida at second, Asian at first. Two on, two out for Arxi Hernandez, who right now still has the only hit for Kannapolis. Cannonballers leading 1-0. They have drawn 6 walks. Slider hit to third. Past the dive of Figueroa. Benitez able to knock it down in the hole, and everybody's safe. Figueroa with a valiant effort diving to his left. No, but Benitez shifted to his right, lays out, and that keeps it in the grass right behind the infield, which forces Nishida to stop at third base. Arxi Hernandez is now 2-for-3. Coming into the day 1-for-12, he's already eclipsed his season total from the first 4 games of the year. Ronnie Hernandez now a big spot. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Hernandez 0-for-2. First pitch, outside corner. Slider curls its way to the very back edge, 0-1. Infield swung to the pole side against the left-handed hitter. The catcher, Ronnie Hernandez, outfield mostly straight up, but Gonzalez in right center field. Fastball out. Heater has been missing arm side more often than not here in this 5th inning. Bottom 5, Kannapolis leading 1-0, but a chance to extend the lead. Slider fouled off the top of the net once more. Nishida trying to draw the ire and draw the attention of the pitcher Luis Vargas. With Figueroa not holding him on in a 2-strike count, he just continues to dance down the third base line. 1-2 on Ronnie Hernandez. Vargas coming home. Fastball out. Ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and nowhere to put him. 18 strikes and 21 balls for Luis Vargas. This will be pitch number 40 in an inning and a third. Downstairs, changeup makes the count go full. Everybody will be moving. Nishida at third, he walked. Asian walked, he's at second, and Hernandez with the infield single at first. Bases loaded for the Cannonballers. 3-2, fastball outside, ball 4. It's the 4th walk issued by Luis Vargas, and this one brings home a run. Nishida scores, RBI walk for Ronnie Hernandez, and the lead is 2-0. Vargas could not entice Hernandez to chase on the changeup or the slider, had to go fastball 3-2 and left it arm side. Luis Pineda has reached on an error and popped up to right field. Slider low and away. Righty throwing in the pen for the Green Jackets. Looks like Adele Delaney. Fastball popped up on the right field line. Gonzalez loses the hat in fair territory, makes the catch. The hat will not stay on, but the catch is often made when it comes to Robert Gonzalez. Bases loaded, 2-out walk. Means that the Cannonballers, despite having just 2 hits on the day, they now have 2 runs. Kannapolis going to the bullpen will tell you all about who Leland is putting on the bump when we get back.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
The night is done for Jake Peppers. 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. He'll flip it over to Mark McLaughlin out of the University of Tennessee, 2022 seventh-round pitcher. He went 1-2 with an ERA of 14 last season for the Cannonballers in just shy of 15 innings. So far this year, went an inning and two-thirds on opening night against Charleston, 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks. Augusta will look to keep that negative run in his favor and in the favor of the Green Jackets. Figueroa, Benitez, and Compton, 2-3-4, 2 righties and a switch hitter against the righty McLaughlin. McLaughlin, first pitch, overhand release at 92. McLaughlin listed at 6'3", 205, and releases from a sky-high vantage point. Figueroa's 1-for-2 with a stolen base. Curveball of the 12-6 variety on the outside edge. 1-ball, 1-strike. McLaughlin has fastball, curveball, and slider. Figueroa guarding the outer edges. 1-1. Inside out, swing out to second base. Gobbled up by Mora. He fires on to first to put down Lakeair Figueroa. First man retired for McLaughlin. And here's Diego Benitez. Benitez a strikeout and a ground out today. Put a good swing on the ball last time up, but one hopped it directly to the third baseman, Mikey Kane. Ended up not moving Figueroa over to third base. First pitch slider low and away to Benitez. Diego 4-for-13 this season. Shortstop facing the right. Inside nearly caught the fingertip. Able to duck out of danger, 2-0. Benitez with Compton behind him waiting on deck. 2-0 to Diego. Curveball, low and away. And Benitez is in the driver's seat, 3-0. Delaney has sat down in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. We'll see if he's going out there. 4-pitch walk for Benitez. Second walk issued by Cannonballer pitching today. Benitez on, 1-on, 1-out for Drew Compton, who's 0-for-2. Compton a ground out to short and a strikeout swinging. Went chasing the off-speed against the starter Peppers. Curveball called a strike. Looked like he went around on a half-hearted swing anyway. Compton still looking for his first hit of the season in his fourth appearance. Short lead at first from Benitez. Curveball waved at by Compton, 0-2. McLaughlin standing in an open stretch position on the first base side of the rubber. Has the opportunity to keep a look over at Benitez should he choose to do so. 0-2 on the cleanup man. High fastball, ball one. Fastball has been consistently 92 for the former Volunteer. Counts a ball and 2 strikes on Compton. There it is. And that pitch was just looped out of the hand. He slipped on the rubber, and that'll put Benitez at second base. He got caught on the mound. It looked like his spike hit the landing spot, and then he just flung it in the direction of the dugout. So the count is 2-2. That does count as a ball. Just a bit outside. Benitez moves up to second on the wildest of wild pitches. 1-on, 1-out, man in scoring position. Long look on Benitez, 2-2 home. Curveball blocked, couldn't find it initially, but good recovery from Ronnie Hernandez. He had smothered it to where it stayed right beneath his feet, but it was turning all the way around and couldn't make the find. 3 balls and 2 strikes, first base is open. Wilver Dung, the 5-hitter, is on deck. Benitez being held on by Hernandez. Arcee Hernandez in the pocket. Hit down the right field line, fair ball, base hit. It'll stop into that sidewall. Acian has to come dig it out. He dropped it at first. Compton was getting a wave around from Winston Sawyer. He'll stop at second base. It's an RBI double from Compton, and we are tied at one. Correction, 2-1. Ball hugging the right field line well. Got just past the outstretched glove of Caden Connor, the first baseman. And much like at SRP Park, the walls, when you get past the bullpens in both left and right field, jut out towards the foul line very quickly. That one stuck right there. And Asian was having trouble digging it out. Compton could have very easily been at third base. Regardless, it's an RBI double for Drew. First hit, first RBI of the season. And pitching coach Blake Hickman out to talk with the reliever. 3-2 curveball, bottom third of the zone. Verdung just able to drop the barrel on it and snare it inside the line. So the Green Jackets are on the board with their fourth hit and first run of the day here in the top of the sixth. Tying run now at second for Will Verdung, who's 1-for-2 with an infield single. Verdung had the Baltimore chop hit off the plate, made his way to first. At that time, it was the fourth inning, and there were men in the corners for two outs before Cade Kern grounded out to end the frame. McLaughlin checks the runner at second. Fastball downstairs to Verdung. Verdung's the first baseman today. Was the DH last night. 3-for-13 this season. Compton on base for the third time this year for a first baseman and a cleanup hitter. He does have decent speed. Fastball inside corner on Verdung. Outfield plays Verdung slightly to pull. So does the infield. First baseman Caden Connor giving up that right field line once again. McLaughlin shuffles to a stop. Open on the right side. Inside out, swing out to right field. Asian's underneath it. Compton thought about tagging. Asian fires a dart into the cutoff man and holds Compton at second base. Verdung retired for the second out. Compton forced to stay where he was, and Asian, who has a rocket of an arm, able to show it off there. So that bases loaded walk in the bottom of the fifth looms very large. It was a 1-2 count, and had any of those last three pitches found the zone, Luis Vargas would have escaped with a 1-0 ball game that would now be tied. Cade Kern, 0-for-2, hitting from the right side. Fastball called a strike. McLaughlin, a deep look in. Two outs, top six, 2-1 game. Fastball hit high out to right field. Out at the warning track, Asian, and he makes the catch. Out near the 315 sign, Asian just barely able to stay inside the confines, but the Green Jackets do get on the board. They'll find a run on the RBI double from Drew Compton, a pair of loud outs after that. Keep it a one-run game. Cannonballers will have Matt Hogan leading off when we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Augusta gets on the board. They will avoid the shutout if nothing else. but a lot of ball game left for both of these sides to add to the total. Luis Vargas returns to the mound for his second full inning of work. He's gone an inning and two-thirds thus far. Four walks, just one hit allowed. Also gave up a run in the fifth. First man to greet him, Matt Hogan. Fastball to the outside corner at 93. Adel Delaney is throwing in the pen once again for the Green Jackets. Could be a batter-to-batter situation. Fastball out 1-1 on the Cannonballer center fielder. Hogan has walked twice in both of his plate appearances today, now up to 5 on the season. Very patient hitter, but he sees a slider at the letters. Good pitch to turn on. He does not, 1-2. Robert Gonzalez does continue to play in right center field, directly in front of the Digital Horizon Services sign out there. That one nearly caught the shoestrings. Forces Hogan to dance out of danger on the back foot slider. 2 balls, 2 strikes in the first batter of the bottom of the sixth. 2-1 Cannonballers. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Hogan down on strikes. That will be the third K issued by Vargas today. Mikey Kane has walked. Mikey Kane is lined out to left field, and now he approaches the right-handed batter's box. Both these teams in at 2-2, clumped up in the middle in the tightly packed Southern Division of the Carolina League. First pitch slider, Kane flails, nothing but air, no balls and a strike. Augusta, Charleston, Columbia, and Kannapolis, all 2-2. Fayetteville leading the pack at 3-1. Myrtle Beach trailing just behind at 1-3. Slider a little further out this time. Kane does not oblige, ball and a strike. Fastball even further out. Vargas yanking it to the glove side now. Nobody in the pen for the Cannonballers. McLaughlin seems liable to go back out. Three-quarter swing. He did go around. A defensive swing. He was simultaneously trying to stop the bat and lunge out of danger. Very clearly went around there, and an easy appeal for Dominic Romero. 2-2 on Mikey Kane. Fouled away. Kane stays alive. Delaney has been up and down a couple times for the Green Jackets. But you get the feeling this is the last inning for Luis Vargas. He's at 53 pitches. Vargas from the windup drops low, fires to the outside corner, strike 3. Back-to-back punch outs to begin the sixth. You need a zero after you chip away at the deficit. As well as Augusta's pitching, especially Augusta's relievers, have done this season in the first 4.5 games. The one knock on them has been it always seems like when the Jackets put up a run or two, there's immediately an answer on the other side. First pitch, hit softly towards first, picked up by Verdung, flips it and fires on to first. The pitcher was covering. Vargas is there, and on one pitch, Javier Mora is set down on the little cue shot between first base and the pitcher's mound. That's the efficiency you need. That's exactly what Vargas had to do. 2 strikeouts and a 3-1 ground out sets down the ballers in order. 3 innings left to go. 2-1. Green Jackets trail by 1. McLaughlin back to the mound for the 7th.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Robert Gonzalez leading off the top of the seventh. It'll be 7, 8, and 9 for Winston-Sawyer's Green Jackets. Gonzalez, Martinez, and McGee. Cade Kern has made the third out of the inning every single time he's hit. So it's the third time Gonzalez leads off a frame, having done so in both the third and the fifth. He has grounded out twice, both hard-hit balls, once to short, once to first. Jackets got a run in the top of inning number 6 of the RBI double from Drew Compton. He was then stranded at second base. 2-1 score in favor of Kannapolis. Left-handed hitting Gonzalez facing the righty McLaughlin. Fastball high and outside, 1-0. McLaughlin had three dynamic seasons at Tennessee. From 2020 to 2022, a 1.9 ERA in 47 games. Struck into left center field. Yoshida running on. Enrico Nishida is there. He just glides through the outfield effortlessly. A little leap at the end for the 5-6 left fielder, and he makes the catch at eye level. Green Jackets last three outs have all been hard hit balls on a line to the outfield. Cade Kern ended the sixth with a ball just shy of the warning track, opposite field and right. Now Gonzalez goes oppo, and in the gap it's run down by Nishida, who's playing very deep. Alexander Martinez takes a first pitch fastball. Martinez is 0-for-2 today. Handful of fans starting to make their way up towards the concourse, but a lot of the Education Day providers still showing around. Sticking here for what's been a good ball game. Fouled away by Martinez. One run, four hits, three errors for the Green Jackets. They've left on five, including one in each of the last four innings. For the Cannonballers, two runs, two hits, no errors, and seven men left on base. Both of the runs are earned, so the errors have not bit the Green Jackets as substantially as they did yesterday. 0-2, fouled away once again by Martinez. Martinez, a long, slow swing through the zone, just guiding the ball up and beyond the concourse. Martinez had 22 hits in 37 games last year with the FCL Braves, looking for his first as a Green Jacket. Shakes his head at a slider that started below his knees and finished in the dirt. Ball and two strikes. Cam McGee's on deck. He's been on base twice. 1-2. Cracked into right field and right at Asian. Barrel after barrel right at the outfielders. Gonzalez and Martinez, two hard hit balls and two outs. It's been that kind of week already, and it's just day two. Much better approaches today than yesterday when Drew McDaniel went five scoreless, and they've put together good ABs against McLaughlin. Cam McGee sees a curveball. They appeal to first. He did not go. McGee has walked and singled. Both have come with two outs, and both times he's been left at first base. Isaiah Drake's on deck. 1-0 to McGee. Up the middle, make it 2-for-2 and three trips on base. Cam McGee wants his spot in that starting lineup. Cam's now 4-for-8 with a pair of walks, 600 on-base percentage. McGee does his job, and here's Isaiah Drake, who's 0-for-3. Billy Seidel's heading down to the pen for the Cannonballers. Keep an eye on that. First pitch to Drake, late on the fastball. A delayed steal from Cam McGee. Boy, you don't see many of those anymore. Two shuffles, nobody said a word as McGee just takes second base. That'll be McCam's first steal of the season, and now he's in scoring position. Isaiah was late on the fastball at 94, 0-1 on the Green Jackets leadoff man. Hernandez holds on McGee, not going anywhere. Fastball up and out. Two outs, one run game. Isaiah hitting from the left side, and a right-handed catcher obviously has a clear throwing lane over to third base. McGee's not likely to go anywhere anytime soon. 1-1. Slider misses just in. Good pitch towards the back foot from McLaughlin, but a better take from the young center fielder. Counts 2-1 on Isaiah Drake, and time is called as Ronnie Hernandez goes out to talk with McLaughlin. Seidel's now getting ready in a hurry. It will be Seidel's second appearance of the season whenever he checks in. And with the rate at which he's getting going, wouldn't be surprised if this was the last at-bat of the day for McLaughlin on the bump. ...2-1 to Isaiah Drake. Into left field, Nishida coming on towards the line. He's there for out number three. Just a little bit late on the fastball, and McLaughlin works out of danger. He's left a man at second in each of the last two innings. And the score at the stretch, Cannonballers 2, Augusta Green Jackets 1.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too.
But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hivepro.shop.com.
Bit of a surprise, but Luis Vargas, after a 1-2-3-6th, is back out for the seventh. He'll get his second look at the leadoff man, Riku Nishida, in a 2-1 game. Kannapolis, two runs on two hits, being out-hit by the Green Jackets 5-2. But they've been able to take advantage of some timely hitting and a whole lot of walks. They've drawn seven free passes compared to just two for Augusta. Kannapolis won yesterday 3-1 with just four hits. So the offense hasn't done much against Augusta's pitching staff as the first pitch slider is down. But it's been timely, and they've taken advantage of mistakes. Fastball up and away. 2-0 to the pesky Riku Nishida. Riku's lined out twice and walked. Came around to score, and the count's 3-0. Long, deep breath from Vargas. Nishida taking all the way inside corner with a fastball. Billy Seidel continues to get ready. He'll likely have the eighth. Kannapolis would love to add to his insurance. Inside ball four. Nishida nearly got hit. Wouldn't have mattered. Instead, it's the fifth walk of the day for Vargas. Albertson, Asian is due up. Asian coming in. 0-2 with a free pass issued. Green Jackets have two righties moving at various intervals. In the pen down the third base line. First pitch slider called a strike on Albertson, Asian. Asian worked a walk in his first appearance against Vargas back in the fifth. Fastball just in. Martinez tried to stick that, but he was set up away. Had to reach back across. Zone was wide in the middle innings, shrinking back to what it was in the first two. He'll pick over to check on Nishida. Remember back in the fifth, Nishida walked and then on a pickoff attempt from Vargas, advanced to second on the E1. Came around to score on the bases loaded walk from Ronnie Hernandez. Runner going. Swung on and missed. High throw. Not in time. Nishida's got his second steal of the week. It was a strike as the CN went swinging. Counts 1-2 on a seam, but there's no longer a force at second. Nishida didn't get the greatest of jumps, but able to make up for it quickly, and a high throw just confirmed as the ball sailed out of the hands of Martinez. Then Nishida was destined to be safe. Vargas checks the runner at second. Slider, strike three. Got a Sheehan. Second swinging strikeout for a Sheehan today. It's the fourth strikeout of the afternoon for Luis Vargas. We'll go on for family dinner as Winston Sawyer makes his way to the mound. So Luis Vargas is done. Got a walk and a strikeout in the seventh, but he'll go three full innings of relief across four different frames. And we'll bring in a new righty. But it does give us the opportunity for family dinner, I guess family lunch at this point. Jackets currently the only team amongst the Braves affiliates that are already off and going. Rome was supposed to have an education day, but that got delayed due to rainy weather. It's been on and off all day in Rome, Georgia. So that one that was supposed to start at 11, now 2 hours later, still is in a delayed start. Gwinnett and Omaha just ready to get going. A.J. Smith-Shawver will have the mound and the ball on the road against the Storm Chasers. And Biloxi in Mississippi, the M-Braves had a rain-shortened game yesterday, and today is already outright postponed. It'll be made up tomorrow. The new arm is going to be Raben Corona. So DeLaney had sat down. We mentioned there were two of them going. Corona, the 5'11", 22-year-old righty out of Cotuí in the Dominican Republic, steps in. Be Corona's second appearance of the season. Raben was great in his debut. Struck out the side in his one inning of work and got the save on opening night. Correction on that one. Corona got the win in the walk-off victory. He struck out all three with the automatic runner at second base in the top of the 10th before Cam McGee walked it off three pitches into the bottom half. Luis Vargas, the book is not yet closed. The runner at second, Nishida, is his, but three innings, one hit, four strikeouts, five walks. Command wasn't at its A game, but still gave the Jackets a chance. As of right now, the starters, Polo and Peppers, are the pitchers of record. There's a tongue twister for you. Raben Corona, fastball, slider, and changeup. Likes to feature that slider prominently to both right and left-handed hitters. Caden Connor, the lefty, is the batter out of the three spot. He's grounded out, walked, and struck out swinging. Benitez holding the runner, Nishida on at second base, moving in and out of the pocket. Connor hitting, first man to see Raben Corona this week. First pitch swinging, popped up on the third base line. Figueroa goes all the way over to the dugout, but that's about four rows deep. Bottom of the seventh, Cannonball is still leading 2-1 despite having just two hits. Billy Seidel will have the eighth for Kannapolis. He'll face Figueroa, Benitez, and Compton, 2-3-4. Time pick play is thrown into center field. And now Nishida's shaken up again. Remember, Nishida was hurt on the second pitch of the game when he fouled a ball off his ankle, and it looked like he got his wrist caught in the bag immediately. Both the manager, Patrick Leland, who was coaching third, and the trainer, Sharon Yohm, have to go out to look for the second time today at Riku Nishida. Pickoff throw went all the way into center field. Nishida normally would have been able to take an extra base. Drake has a solid arm, but he was playing deep in center, had to come up and get it. But boy, Nishida's taken a beating today. One out. Bottom of the seventh. Nishida continues to walk through. And he appears to want to stay in the game. They're checking on the left wrist of Riku Nishida. Clearly in pain, but he looks like he wants to stay out there. He's putting the batting gloves back on. And he has something to say to Diego Benitez. So he says he was stepped on. He was making a passionate appeal to Dominic Romero, the field umpire, saying that it was Benitez who caused the injury, whether inadvertently or not. Benitez just laughing, casually waves away any animosity from the undersized left fielder, Nishida. 0-1, runner stops and starts, popped up into right center field. Runner is not tagging, Drake and Gonzalez over. Drake makes the catch, and Nishida scampers back to second. Nishida remains in scoring position. Nishida now demonstrating to Benitez in a much more affable manner than before exactly what he thought the issue was with Benitez potentially blocking second base. Now showing Cam McGee what he thought happened. Nishida just telling tales to anybody who will listen. Man at second, two down, bottom seventh for Arxie Hernandez, who's 2-for-3. Slider low from Raymond Corona at 83 miles an hour. Hernandez has tripled, singled, and scored a run. Brought home the first run of the day for either team in the second. Also singled back in the fifth. Corona unloads on a fastball. Sky down the right field corner and back into the stands. Short hops onto the concourse. Fan drops a routine play on a hop. Picks it up, still proud of himself. It's the thought that counts. 1-1 on Arxie Hernandez. Holds the hands low and pivots back and forth in the right-handed batter's box. Corona, a long look at second. Then comes uncorked with a fastball high at 92. Elementary school students still getting the noise made here in the bottom of the seventh. A little over 2 hours of game time into the bottom of inning number seven. Slider foul back. Martinez had come out of his crouch on a high pitch and a big secondary lead from Nishida. Martinez and McGee were potentially thinking about a back pick. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Nishida at second. Raymond Corona against Arxie Hernandez. Corona looking to strand a man at second base. Fastball up and in. Leans out of the way. Chin music around the face of Hernandez. First base is open, and Arxie will use his one timeout. Ronnie Hernandez is on deck. He's got both RBIs today, one a ground out, one a walk. So all told, he's 0-for-2, but he's driven in the entirety of the Ballers' offense. Corona coming home. Slider, chopped back foul beyond the right foot of the batter Hernandez. Slider thigh high at 83. Good tight spin to it, but still caught a substantial portion of the plate. Corona will do it again. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat. Raven home. On the ground to third. Bodied up by Figueroa. Lakeair Figueroa. Low throw. He guns away. There's error number four on the day, and the run scores. Lakeair Figueroa gets lackadaisical with the throw. It's an E5. No RBI for Arxie Hernandez, but it's 3-1. 11 errors in less than 2 days. Four errors today, and the Green Jackets trail 3-1. Corona had all the time in the world, but an extra shuffle from Figueroa. He throws it low, and the converted first baseman, Will Verdung, still getting used to that position, is unable to dig it out. Verdung has come up as a second baseman the entirety of his career. First pitch changeup low to Ronnie Hernandez. So the Ballers get the run back from the top of the sixth. Green Jacket deficit is back to two and counting. Roped into right field. Hernandez will score. Ronnie Hernandez has three RBIs. That run will be unearned as well. Everything for the rest of the inning is. So two unearned runs. The first one charged to Vargas, unearned. And then Raven Corona gets charged for Arxi Hernandez scoring in an unearned capacity as well. Corona worked his way out of this inning and the defense just keeps forcing him to throw pitches. Lead is now three. Luis Pineda batting. Pineda first pitch out in front of a slider. So it's now at minimum a three-run lead for Seidel to protect. 0-1 on Pineda. And that will take the air out of your sails very quickly. Into right center field, Isaiah Drake is there. Drake makes the catch for out number three, but not before a two-out error brings home a run, and the very next pitch is an RBI single. Kannapolis doubles their total for the day, 4-1 after seven.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Two innings, one run allowed for McLaughlin. And he flips it over to the former Duke Blue Devil, Billy Seidel. Last year's Carolina League leader in saves had 14 despite an ERA above 5. Seidel had two subpar seasons at Duke, an ERA above 6 in both, just one save. But two very good summers with the Harwich Mariners and the Cape Cod League in 21 and 22 put him on the draft radar, and he was popped in the 15th round of 2022. It's his third season with the Cannonballers. Lakehair Figueroa, followed by Benitez and Compton. The face against Spital. First pitch, slider. Seidel misses low and away. Seidel has used his arm already once this year when a scoreless inning on Sunday. Figueroa lets it go past 92 on the cutter outside corner, 1-1. Lakehair is 1-for-3. All ground balls for Figueroa. Two ground outs and a base hit up the middle. Seidel the 1-1. Slider waved at by Figueroa. That's a great pitch there from Billy Seidel to get him chasing. Seidel was 5-4 with 14 saves last year in 47 games, 42 of which he was the final pitcher of the day. So the plan, at least on paper for Patrick Leland, is to get the final six outs with his closer right here. Slider fouled away by Figueroa. Caught a bit more of the plate than Seidel might have liked. Corona's going to have the bottom of the eighth for the Green Jackets regardless. There's nobody going in the pen. Errors finally caught up to Augusta in that frame. Slider hit towards short. Arxi Hernandez picks it, throws on the run, and puts down Figueroa for out number one. Green Jackets made three errors in the first six innings, but both of the runs they allowed were earned already, so it wasn't much of a difference. But a two-out error with a runner on second, Figueroa tossing it beyond the reach of the first baseman, Will Verdung, allows for two runs to score in the seventh. Here's Diego Benitez, takes a cutter on the inside corner. Correction, that might have been the slider as it was down at 84. Benitez 0-for-2 with a walk, still looking for his first hit of the day. Trying to extend that hit streak on out to four games. Diego's been on base in every game he's played in, appeared in all but one, got the day off in the final game of the Columbia Series Sunday. Benitez waits. Fastball fouled back, out of play, 1-2. Benitez up with Compton on deck. Seidel 53 Ks in 53 innings last year. He has a deadly slider. Benitez has been susceptible to that. Have to figure that's the direction both sides are leaning towards pursuing. Seidel's two-strike pitch is a slider low and away, and Benitez lays off 2-2. Green Jackets have a 6:35 start tomorrow, weather permitting. Didier Fuentes will be on the mound for Augusta. 2-2, slider rocked past the third base coaching box. Kannapolis will counter with Aldrin Batista tomorrow. 20-year-old righty out of the Dominican Republic. Davis Polo had today's start for Augusta. 3 1/3, just one hit, three walks, one run allowed. Solid day with a high pitch count. Slider popped up into medium depth left field. Nishida back now charging in and makes the catch at waist level for out number two. Two up, two down for Seidel. Here's Drew Compton. Had the RBI double for the only run of the day from the Green Jackets so far. Compton 1-for-3, infield shifts to pull. First pitch from the righty to the switch hitting lefty. Called a strike at the knees. 94 on the sinking fastball there. Seidel blings the Bracken Brown glove up. Breaking ball low, 1-1. Compton, a patient hitter. Had a pair of walks entering today. He's an even 1-1 count here from Seidel. Seidel from the stretch. Deep breath and delivers. Inside, nearly hit him. 93 on the inside corner. That was the cut fastball that just kept going. 2-1. Compton waiting. Popped up to left field. Nishida was far from the line. A long run. And it drops fair, and one hops the wall. High arcing fly ball stays in the park. Nishida just couldn't get there. That's where the shift can bite you back, and Compton has his second double in as many tries. Ball just kept hooking away from the left fielder, Nishida. Nishida pulls up right before it drops, just a few footsteps away from where he was, tucks itself inside the corner. Good two-out swing from Compton. Back-to-back doubles. He has a 2-for-4 day. Will Verdung, 1-for-3. Verdung lined out to right field in the sixth. Nobody holding him on at second. Cued down the right field line. Right idea. There's a lot of space that way, but it's back into the pavilion seating 0-1. Last night, the strikeout bug was passed from player to player. 14 Ks out of the 27 outs induced by the Cannonballers. Today, the strikeouts have been less frequent, but the score remains the same. Seidel home, slider. Called a strike off the outside corner by Perry Swartz. Count 1-1 on Verdung. Correction, it's 0-2, so the scoreboard was off. Big lead for Compton. Pitch home outside. Slider at 83. Couldn't induce the chase from Verdun. All the kids making their happy noise and one angry fan right below us. Everybody else having a great time at the ballpark. 1-2. Slider all the way to the backstop. That cruises away from the catcher, Hernandez. Wild pitch brings Compton 90 feet closer. Cuts the distance in half, and now he will score on any base hit. Two balls and two strikes on Will Verdun. Five hitter from the right side. Righty-righty against Seidel. Billy Seidel delivers. Downstairs, missed low and away. Took a little off the cutter, has been up to 94-95. That one was 92 from Seidel. First base is open. Cade Kern is on deck. 0-2 to 3-2. Verdun's been patient. Slider on a line to short. Picked up in the air. They'll throw on to first just to be safe. And Hernandez gets the out regardless. So whether Arcy Hernandez caught it or not is a moot point. The runner is stranded at third. Verdun is set down, and we head to the bottom of the eighth. Corona back to work for the Green Jackets, trying to keep the deficit where it is.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Corona's got his first full inning of work. Gave up a hit and an unearned run in the seventh. That's where the score sits. 4-1 in favor of Kannapolis in the bottom of the eighth. Cannonballers have 7, 8, 9. Hogan, Kane, and Mora due up. Hogan has walked twice and struck out once. Yet to put a ball in play, officially 0-1. Still no hits for the bottom three in the order. Just three hits in total for Kannapolis, despite the four runs. First pitch from Corona is at helmet level. Spun off of a fastball high at 90 miles an hour. Another righty getting loose in the pen for the Cannonballers. Raven Corona from the stretch, high leg kick, and then breezes in a sinking fastball on the outside edge. Swung through by Hogan, 1-1. Green Jackets will have Didier Fuentes on the mound tomorrow. Started the season as a 17-year-old with the Green Jackets last season. High fly ball out to right field. Gonzalez back at the track. He looks up, and it's gone. The ball just kept carrying, and Hogan cycles it out for the first home run of the series. First home run of the season for Matt Hogan, leads off the eighth to make it a four-run game. Gonzalez was tracking it well in right field and in right center, right below that bar that they have out there here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The field gets closer. It is a closer fence that juts in towards home plate. And that might have been the difference. Ball ends up about a row deep. Gonzalez just running out of room. First pitch called a strike to Mikey Kane. It's the first home run in a Green Jackets game by any team, offensive or defensive. Slider popped up behind second base. McGee out, Drake in, into no man's land, and Isaiah gets there quickly. Drake makes the call as McGee had his back to the home plate. Facing out towards the outfield, just so tough to get a read on the ball. It's Isaiah's ball, and he makes the catch. One out, one home run, which means one run in for Javier Mora. Mora's 0 for 3, two ground outs, including a double play, also has a strikeout. Corona fastball in around the head of Mora. Annapolis leading 5-1, so if they do make a change, it will no longer be a save situation. One hop to Figueroa at third, has to back up. Long, strong throw, and he puts it on the money. Figueroa had to go deep and let that one bounce. Caught it at the very back of the cutoff. Fired across to get the nine hitter. Here's Riku Nishida for the fifth time today and third time in the last four innings. He walked twice against Luis Vargas. Lined out twice to left against Davis Polo, so he was very consistent based on who the pitcher was. 0 for 2 overall. First pitch called a strike, slider 82. That's the first earned run allowed by Corona this season. Now through 2 1/3 innings of work, including 1 1/3 today. Misses up and out, ball and a strike. Heater came in at 91. High leg kick, breaking ball off the end of the bat towards the Green Jackets dugout on the first base side. With the early game today, Green Jackets will be able to rest up regardless of what the outcome is tomorrow. Could be a potentially long night if we have a delay, which is certainly probable. Guided out to shortstop, Benitez has to throw, and he's late. The throw is off the line, but that's an infield hit. As Nishida, who while he was at Oregon got so many comparisons to Ichiro Suzuki for the way he swings with two strikes, he was out of the box by the time he finished making contact, just flipped the bat over towards his dugout and sprinting out. He got a runner's start. Benitez didn't have the time, and Nishida's got his first hit of the day. 8 of 21 on the season for Nishida. Been on base three times. Albertson a C and looking to extend the frame. Slider into the net. No balls and a strike for the right fielder. Asian still just 22 years old, has only played in 132 professional games across four different seasons. Now in the White Sox organization. Chopped to Benitez at short, gobbled up, flips on to second base, and Nishida is set down on the force. So another run of insurance added for the Cannonballers. A leadoff homer for Matt Hogan gets the job done. And the Green Jackets are chasing four with three outs to play with into the top of the ninth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow?
The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps, all for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets looking to avoid their third straight loss and falling on the wrong side of 500 after a 1-2-3-4 inning in the eighth. Looked like a 1-2-3 until Compton hit the two-out double and then was promptly stranded after the ground out from Verdung. Seidel is done. A hit, no strikeouts, no walks. And he flips it over to Jesus Mendez wearing the number 30. Mendez making his second appearance of the season in a non-save situation. He threw on Saturday against Charleston and gave up 5 hits and 4 runs with 1 walk. Opponent batting average of .714. They were 5-for-7 against him. Mendez in to face Kern, Gonzalez, and Martinez. Right, left, right. Cade Kern takes a fastball away at 96. Mendez, a strong arm, fastball, changeup, slider. Signed in 2022 as an international free agent. 1-0. Misses outside. No, it's called a strike off the outside corner to Cade Kern by home plate umpire Perry Swartz. Back-to-back pitches at 96 for Mendez. Mendez rolls to a stop, the 1-1. Fly ball, medium depth, center field, now drifting a little bit. Continuing to go back, and at the warning track, the play is made by Hogan. Something in the air. The breeze is starting to blow out a little bit more. You saw it on the home run from Hogan, and now Hogan has to go all the way back to the warning track on what looked like a hard hit but routine fly ball off the bat of Kern. Kern goes 0-for-4 on the day, but not for lack of trying. A couple hard hit balls that could not find the outfield grass. One out in the ninth for Robert Gonzalez. Gonzalez, first pitch swinging, two-hop chop to second base. Mora is there, and a very efficient start to the ninth. One out to work with for Mendez. Mendez, despite allowing 5 hits and 4 runs in Charleston, did get the win in that game. Offense came back, responded with him still the pitcher of record. So he's 1-0 despite a 36 ERA. Last hope for the Jackets is Alexander Martinez, hitting from the right side. First look at Mendez, called a strike at the knees as the slider at 92. Mendez went 0-2 with an ERA just north of 4 in 16 appearances for the ACL White Sox down in Arizona. 0-1 to Martinez, late on a fastball at 98. Put a little extra behind that one. Mendez rushing up the gun. Down to the last strike, 5-1. Cannonballers looking for their second consecutive win over the Green Jackets. 0-2 on Martinez. Mendez delivers. Chopped up the middle. Backhand play for Mora behind second. High throw to first. He is there. Connor makes the stretch. And a nice play from Mora ends the ball game. Green Jackets fall 5-1 in 9 innings. Time of the game, 2 hours and 27 minutes. The win goes to Peppers. He's 1-0. The loss to Polo in his season debut. Not a bad outing for Polo at all. No save as Mendez came in the ninth. Final lines for the Green Jackets. 1 run, 6 hits, 4 errors. And the Jackets leave 7 on base, including 1 or more from innings 3-8. For the Cannonballers, 5 runs on 5 hits. They add to the offense late. No errors committed for them, and they commit a 9 runners left on base. So once again, the Green Jackets out-hit the Cannonballers. Cannonballers leave more men on base, but they find a way to execute and take advantage of Green Jacket mistakes. Kannapolis now 3-2, Augusta 2-3. That'll update the standings, and we will step away one last time before we head on to the Green Jacket postgame show and a very brief recap before we say sayonara until tomorrow.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet hula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
So the Green Jackets fall in 9-5-1. They put up exactly one run on the scoreboard for the third consecutive day. Offense, despite the lack of runs today, still looked substantially better this afternoon than we've seen them over the last couple ball games. Six hits. They left seven on base, just couldn't string together multiple correct swings. Cam McGee goes 2-for-2 with a walk. Drew Compton 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles. Good to see Compton get going, and good to see McGee continue his hot start to the season. But you begin to wonder at what point the defense becomes a legitimate concern for Winston Sawyer. 11 errors in a two-game span is the most in the last 10 years that Augusta has committed, and in a 24-hour span nonetheless. Now, it's understandable to be a little bit rusty in an 11 o'clock start, especially when you were the road team. Team drove straight on the bus here from Augusta last afternoon, played the game, then checked into the hotel. So a bit of an early wake-up call today as well, still getting used to everything properly. But there are definitely some things to clean up. The defense is there. The pitching, more walks today, not the best outing. Polo walks 3, Vargas walks 5, and 3 and a third respectively. But the walks weren't really the undoing until the tail end of Vargas' outing. Green Jackets will have Didier Fuentes on the bump. Fireballing righty, has a big arm when he's in the zone, and he's certainly somebody that the defense loves to play behind. He can work quickly. He gets into a good rhythm, and they stay behind him well. Mentioned on the other side, it'll be Aldrin Batista countering for the Cannonballers. Make his sixth start and first of the season for Kannapolis after coming over in a trade with the Dodgers last season. He led the ACL in strikeouts in 2023 when he was still with the Dodgers. It'll be his first appearance of the year, so that'll certainly be fun to keep an eye on. Batista and Fuentes, two young righties with big power arms. We'll take one more look at the Carolina League scoreboard since they're the only ones currently in action. And there's really only one tale to tell. Fayetteville beats Charleston 4-2 at home. The Woodpeckers are now 4-1 and the highest regarded team currently in the Southern Division. Down East plays Carolina at 6. Fredericksburg plays Lynchburg at 6:30. And a pair of 7:05 starts, Salem at Delmarva and Myrtle Beach at Columbia. Once again, it's a 6:30 attempted start time tomorrow. We say attempted because there is a lot of rain in the forecast. It is beautiful right now at Atrium Health Ballpark after a rocky start to the morning. You only could hope that it would stay this clear, but there's a lot of rain, a little bit of thunder and lightning, and a heavy forecast of clouds all day tomorrow. We'll keep you updated on Green Jackets social medias. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram will be your primary methods of communication. But for now, we're going to anticipate that we're playing. It's more fun that way anyway. Green Jackets fall 5-1 today. They've lost the first two of the season series and the six-game set this week against Kannapolis. But Fuentes on the mound tomorrow. Green Jackets will piggyback off him with Shoemaker. And Augusta feels like they have a chance when they put those guys on the bump. Winston Sawyer going to try to find the right strings to pull. Jackets have lost three straight. Once again, the winner is Jake Peppers. He goes five innings, three hits, no runs, a walk, and three Ks. The loss, Davis Polo, three and a third, a hit, three walks, and a run with just one strikeout. Seidel and Mendez combined to get the eighth and the ninth done with just one hit and no runs allowed. But the home run late in the eighth to lead off the bottom half of the eighth from Matt Hogan makes it a non-save situation when Mendez comes in and goes 1-2-3, retiring Kern, Gonzalez, and Martinez. That'll do it for us here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We certainly appreciate you tuning in on Green Jackets Radio for this early morning contest. Started at 11:06, got done at 1:33, 2:27 on the game time, not too shabby. 5-1 the final. Cannonballers take games one and two of the week series. Back at it tomorrow, weather permitting, here at Atrium Health. We'll go live 10 minutes before game time between the Jackets and the Ballers here on Green Jackets Radio. I've been Noah Adcock-Howeth. We certainly appreciate you stopping by, and we will see you tomorrow night.